Hey, Michaela.
Yes.
What's the worst job interview you ever had?
I had one where they asked me, did I have any intention of getting pregnant soon?
Like, can they even ask that?
No, they didn't care.
Wow. Was this in the media?
No.
Oh.
No, okay. No. It was, I ended up getting a job and I hated it. I should have known that at the interview.
You should have said yes.
What about yours?
I think the worst job interview I ever had was actually way back when I left uni, or I was leaving uni, because I studied to be an accountant, and thankfully I came to my senses. But I went through all the interviews with all of the big firms in the city, and I had these big panel interviews, and it was all very officious, and, you know, you had to wear a suit and tie, and, I mean, I was like, 20, 21, and I was crapping myself sitting in the room with these, you know, fancy recruitment people. So I really hated that. I was just so nervous. I was always quite scared of the big buildings and lots of people, and, yeah, just give me a building site any day.
Right.
So I hated that. I'm glad I didn't get the jobs, actually. Yeah. I would have ended up as a boring accountant in the city.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get the job either, because we wouldn't get to work together.
I know. Do you ever look back and think, gee, if I'd never got that job, you know, if I'd said, yeah, I'm going to get pregnant, that's you, not me, and you hadn't got that job, how the whole sliding doors thing might have worked out?
Oh, yeah, because when I went for a job interview, I went for a job at Triple M, which was radio at the time, which was my dream job. I couldn't believe that I was getting an interview there. And at the same time, I had an interview with Forex Breweries.
Gee, how do you choose?
And I didn't want that job. And you got a free carton of beer every week or something back then. And my husband was like, push me to get the Forex job. Like, I don't really want it.
That's funny.
But, yeah. Oh, I think about that stuff all the time.
Mm. Yeah, I definitely travelled a different pathway to doing the whole, accounting apprenticeship, basically. So, interesting how things change. But there is a purpose to us talking about recruitment and job interviews. And we're going to discuss in today's episode, we're not going to discuss it, we're going to tell you how to find people. It's one of the most common questions we get asked in the Tradies Business Toolkit. And that's our premium member site, if you don't know. But it's, how do I find staff? Where do I get these people? I'm growing. I need tradespeople. I need someone for the office. Where do I find them? I can't get them. And we have got a bunch of ways, some creative ways, for you to find staff. You might have tried some of these. You might have tried all of them. But hopefully there's a few new ideas in here for you to go and find a good tradesperson to put on your team or whoever it is that you're looking for. So,
I mean, gone are the days are putting a ad in the newspaper.
Oh, does anybody advertise in the newspaper?
Yes, they do. They still do.
It's expensive.
It is. And
it has to be, because nobody does it. And no, it doesn't work.
Mm.
G'day to all of the publishers listening. But, yeah, there are some different ways you can do it. So you might not have thought of some of these. Some that I've used with clients are using Facebook, and not just posting on your business page, which is boring as proverbial, but putting a public post out, not being afraid to actually tell people that you're hiring. I find some business owners are a little reluctant to actually show that they're advertising or show that they're hiring people. I don't know why you'd be afraid to tell people that you're growing and that you need staff. It's not a failing of yours. It's actually a good thing. It's a good marketing message for your business too. It's like, hey, we're growing. We need more people.
It is. And also do some paid ads for Facebook if you're looking for people, because other recruitment methods, you know, can cost money.
Yeah.
And you're promoting your business at the same time as looking for staff. So,
and getting a staff member is actually going to, well, hopefully, generate more revenue and profit for your business. So it makes sense to invest in actually finding them. And when you do the whole Facebook thing, consider offering a referral reward. Now, you could do that across all platforms. You could do that on all the other social platforms. So there's LinkedIn, and if you're a tweeter, you could tweet on Twitter about it. I guess you could do Instagram, Michaela. It might be a bit more difficult, but you get a little image made up.
You can do it anywhere.
Post it to your Instagram feed, but basically spray every single social channel you can think of with your need for a person, but offer something. Offer a spotter's fee or a referral fee or whatever you want to call it, and make it worth people's while to go through their pocketbook and send you some names or put people onto you. So, yeah, definitely don't overlook social media. I've had clients, quite a number of clients, get people recruited through social media, so that can be pretty cool.
So the other one is Seek and CareerOne, which is those online job recruitment sites, and yes, tradies are on there.
Yeah.
And they cost a fee, but they can be quite effective and wide ranging as well.
Yeah, and you think about a few hundred bucks for an ad that has the potential to get you a great tradesperson who's going to add tens of thousands of dollars to your business over the next 12 months. Don't be a tightwad. You know, don't stinge on the fee. It's not that much.
The other one is Gumtree and local classifieds. They are free, but, you know, you can just have some pot luck. Yep. Help my neighbour get a job on Gumtree. put his info up and had a job the next day. So,
yep. And you have to think about where your new recruit might be looking for work. Now, you've got to think about it as though you're an employee yourself. So where would you go if you were a tradie looking for work? Would you be on Gumtree? Would you be on Facebook? Where else might you be looking?
And the pub on a Friday night near where I live does have titty girls. So we're not saying perhaps go there saying to the wife, yeah, oh, I'm looking for some new staff at the pub with the titty girls.
Maybe sponsor one of the G-strings or something.
Do
they do that?
Tassels.
Can you sponsor the tassels?
I don't think so, but you could do like beer coasters during it or something. Anyway.
Don't do beer coasters. No one's looking at the beer coasters when they're at the strip club.
It's not a strip club. It's a tavern that has topless waitresses of a Thursday and Friday afternoon.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
That has a million tradies there. Like, there's just utes everywhere. Anyway.
So why aren't we there?
Because I don't particularly want to see topless ladies. You might. Well, you can go for the show's benefit.
The research trip.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can claim your alcohol consumption, maybe.
Well, considering I hardly drink, and I'm also pretty sure my girlfriend wouldn't be that stoked about it either, so. Anyway,
so
we're
moving
looking
on.
For employees, not tassels.
Topless waitress drinking sessions, probably not, but
no,
anyway.
No.
So suppliers, always asking.
Yep. Suppliers and the reps that come and pester you every week.
And
ask them if they know of anybody that's
give
looking.
Them a referral fee.
Yeah.
Reps love commission.
Yep.
Trade associations, you know, you never know.
Yep. There are some trade publications that actually have specific sections, classified sections for people looking for work and employers looking for new staff. So don't overlook those either. They sometimes charge a fee, sometimes don't. But I have one wingman client I've been working with for a while who has found quite a number of people to grow his team, and he's grown his team significantly in the last 12 months through an industry publication, nowhere else.
Hmm.
So they can be quite good.
Specialised recruitment consultants as well. People that deal with this industry already have an existing network, and you can obviously, you know, pay them a fee, but the time and effort and the calibre of talent that you may get back could be certainly worth it.
Absolutely. The other one not to overlook as well is your staff, your own existing team, if you have them, is offering them the same referral reward or spotter's fee. Because often, you know, they have friends, mates that are working for other companies. Birds of a feather flock together is the old cliche. But, you know, people of similar ilk tend to hang out together. So chances are that your tradespeople know other tradespeople that might be looking for work or unhappy with where they are currently. So offer that same reward to your own existing staff. And that also leads into poaching of actually, you know, putting the word out through your team members, maybe sniffing around wherever possible, again through sales reps and that sort of stuff. But don't overlook the possibility of getting somebody from your competition, and has a double benefit of perhaps making their life a little more difficult when you take their good stuff.
And there's also a bit of old school of a sandwich board out the front of your shop or in the window or on your truck.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be afraid to tell people that you're hiring. I mean, it's such a good ad. See, I think a lot of the reluctance there, Michaela, is because if you're hiring, it must mean that you're a crap business and people are leaving, so you've got to replace them. But if you're hiring, well, if that's the case, obviously don't tell people that. But if you're hiring, it's an advertisement that your business is growing. So you're obviously a good business. Your customers are happy. You got plenty of work on. You need more staff. So it's actually a good ad for your business. So don't be afraid of sticking a sign out the front or on your vehicle, like you say, Michaela. I think it's a good thing.
The other thing is we did talk about social media a bit before, but using LinkedIn a little bit more strategic and looking for perhaps some specialised staff on there, project managers perhaps, or other
some
types.
Of those strategic connections where you go and target
positions and locations and see what you can get out of there. There's also a good idea is perhaps having a hiring page on your website.
That's an idea.
It is an idea, isn't it?
Careers. You might see some of the big corporates have a careers page. You wouldn't call it that necessarily, but you know, work
join
for
our
us.
Team.
Yeah, join our team. Another one that's perhaps a little ballsy in terms of investment and putting it out there is you could get a billboard beside the highway if you're really desperate. And I know some trade businesses that have been very desperate for good tradespeople because they've got big contracts they've taken on and they need more staff. So you know those things aren't cheap, but hey, you're going to get a lot of eyeballs seeing it. So,
and the other one to look at is perhaps, you know, putting the word out there, but also looking at what incentives you can put in with your subcontractor or employee that will make them come over or choose to start working with you and stay with you.
Yeah,
you know, and that's, you know, it could be anything from, I don't know, gym memberships to weekends away bonuses or protein shakes on site or who knows.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
I didn't actually get it from you. I read it on Facebook the other day that someone was doing it. You know, Facebook groups are another great way, whether you've got industry groups or local community groups, putting call-outs on them.
Definitely those community pages can be very, very powerful networks. And the other one is, well, I think you just covered this, Michaela, is turning subbies into staff.
Yep.
So offering them full-time positions. But also using your, if you're doing email marketing and you have an email database, use that too. So include it in your next email blast of, you know, PS, we're hiring. If you know anyone that wants to join our team, we're paying $100 for, you know, successful referrals to our next great team member. And use your email marketing because it still is a very powerful marketing medium, whether that's marketing for customers or marketing for staff.
The other thing is maybe contact your local paper and get some kind of maybe editorial done that can say how you've perhaps struggled to get good people and some of the challenges or that you're growing fast or maybe a business story about you or, I don't know, something. A good angle.
Exposure. Yep.
Yeah, so it gives you some angles as well as, you know, putting a call out that doesn't cost you anything.
And the last one is probably my favourite, is the good old chicken suit with a wobble board in the median strip in the middle of the four-lane highway.
Well, you know, though, you see those ones desperate for work. There's usually, you know, someone pulling over and offering them something. So,
you know, you see people who want the jobs doing it. Why not an employer? I want to see more employers out there with wobble boards getting their mug on the news because they're desperate for a staff member.
Oh, yeah. Think of the publicity you get. If you go down, like, I don't know, we live near the Bruce Highway at 5:30, it's a traffic jam. You stand on the side of the road with a board saying, I don't know, we'll pick you up or free petrol. I don't know, give them some incentive to come work
for
them.
Free protein shakes.
Yeah, well, that might work.
Stand out the middle of the highway in your Speedos with a wobble board.
Yeah, and, you know, want to work closer to home?
Yeah, sick of the commute.
Yeah.
Join our team.
Go to where the pain points are.
Yeah. So, look, we hope there's some new ideas in there or perhaps some new twists on old ideas. that will help you.
Free surfing lessons.
Free surfing lessons. Kind of need to live near the coast somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be, you know, off the cuff creative.
Not going
to
help anybody in Mount Isa.
No, but it would help someone in Manly or Surfers Paradise or free surf time or something.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose that is one final point, Michaela, that you bring up just off the cuff there is rethinking the way you actually remunerate your employees too.
Mm.
So, because word does spread. Good businesses get a reputation, not just with customers, but with their staff as well. And, you know, I've had a few clients over the years that they actually get approached all the time by people wanting to come and work for them because they have a reputation as being a great place to work.
Yeah.
And that probably should be top of your list is become a great place to work and you'll end up getting approached by people who want to join your team. So
it'll be the protein shakes for sure.
I reckon, yeah.
Yeah.
Get swole, join our team. Dear, oh dear. Well, anyway, we hope that's been helpful. Check the show notes if you'd like to get all those points already typed up for you because you're too damn lazy to write them down yourself.
No, because they're busy driving in their car with both hands on the wheels, thinking about, you know, their next recruitment strategy.
Mm, that's right. So if you are on the way to your next job and you'd like to grab the written version of those, we'll do the hard work for you here at the Tradies Business Show because that's what we like. We're taking care of our listeners.
And we also take care of you in the Tradies Business Toolkit, which is where this question first got asked by one of our members. Don't know if we've solved it or not. Maybe this isn't a good plug for the toolkit after all. But
maybe we should go and ask them if they found somebody. They seem pretty happy with their answer.
Yes, so tradiesbusinessshow.com/toolkit.
Thanks again for tuning in. Always great to have you with us. Have a fantastic week. And until next episode,
bye.
Hooroo. You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.